Hello, and welcome to Gabrielle's Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about Jessica McClure and the start of long-form news. I know you're all familiar with what long-form news is. We see it all the time with 24-hour news channels. A quick definition, a long-form news is a type of long-form journalism, and long-form journalism is basically defined as a news series that has a narrative that spans multiple episodes or multiple issues. So think of something like a magazine article, or a blog, or a podcast. Our question here is the story of Jessica McClure, the baby who fell into the well, the start of long-form news? Well, let's get into it. On October 14th, 1987, 18-month-old Jessica McClure was playing in her aunt's backyard. Her mother had turned away for a moment, and when she came back, she found that the other kids had gathered around an 8-inch wide hole, and she could hear Jessica's cries coming from inside of it. That 8-inch hole basically expanded to an 18-inch hole after about a foot, and Jessica fell 22 feet down that 18-inch hole. Police, firefighters, and rescue experts streamed in. Midland is a mining town, so luckily they had the equipment right there. Local news stations heard about the rescue and started filming. And then the story was picked up by the national channels. At that time, television was not the same that we have now. There was not an abundance of stations that you could choose from. Over the air, not cable, but over the air, there were three main cable networks: ABC, CBS, and NBC. Sometimes, if your community was lucky, you also had a PBS station, but not all communities had that. There were also some minor television stations here and there, but none of them were offering news regularly. On the cable side of things, there were about 10 to 12 channels available, so cable was not really big at that time yet either. One of those channels, however, was the Cable News Network, also known as CNN. Now, CNN at this time was only 2 years old. They decided to send a team to cover the rescue. And when they realized how gripping the story of the rescue was, they decided to keep the story on 24/7. CNN at this time was actually looked down upon by the other three main networks, because who in the world would ever want to see 24-hour news? Well, apparently the American public did. Because while rescuers raced to get Jessica out of the well, people started watching CNN constantly. Ratings jumped so high, they beat out the other networks. Everybody was watching the story as it unfolded, and they could not look away. And only CNN was offering that constant coverage. The good news for everyone is that Jessica was pulled out alive after 58 and a half hours. All of America celebrated. Even President Reagan at the time commented that everybody in America became godfathers and godmothers of baby Jessica. And CNN? Well, they found a formula that worked. 3.1 million people watched Jessica's rescue, which at the time was the largest audience to ever watch CNN. Long-form news suddenly had a home, and people were willing to watch it. Within 10 years, both Fox News and MSNBC started their own 24-hour news networks. So, that was easily the start of the whole 24-hour news thing, right? Wrong. That's another story, and one that coincidentally has to do with another child in a well. So let's go further back in time, to the start of the TV age. April 9th, 1949, in San Marino, California. Television at this point wasn't even the standard way of getting information. That was still the realm of newspaper and radio. Television at this time was mostly limited to sports games, some family programs, and short newscasts that were usually 15 minutes or less. News shows were pre-scripted and practiced before they went live. And a lot of the time, there was no programming at all. It was just dead air. Television was a novelty, not a necessity. And then, 3-year-old Kathy Fiscus fell into a well. She was out playing with her 9-year-old sister and cousin when she fell into a 14-inch wide abandoned water well. Just as with Jessica McClure, rescue started almost immediately. Executives at the local television channel, KTLA, decided to send in a team to cover the rescue. As people started calling the station asking how they could help with this rescue, KTLA decided to cancel all other programming and just kept reporting live. As I mentioned, newscasts were limited to about 15 minutes at this time, so an unlimited live newscast was unheard of. But the story had attracted everyone's attention. People were crowding into each other's homes, people who had television sharing them with people who didn't. People were going to bars where they would normally watch the sporting events to find out what was happening with that little girl in the well. A reporter for the Los Angeles Times remembers driving home at 2 a.m. and seeing 100 people in front of a store window watching the rescue attempt. The story ended up being picked up by stations across America. People ended up calling their local police, fire, and newspapers asking for updates. Her story went viral long before the internet. Kathy Fiscus was unfortunately not as lucky as Jessica McClure. When the rescuers reached her, she had been dead for several hours. KTLA decided at that point to stop their coverage. But they had been on the air, continuously rolling, for 27.5 hours. And even while people were mourning the life of Kathy Fiscus, they realized that they had discovered their need for the immediacy, the visual nearness of television. Before that story, there had only been about 20,000 sets in L.A. County. By 1 year later, there were 300,000. Stan Chambers, who was one of the reporters on the scene from KTLA, talks about the effect of the story in his book, News at 10. He writes, "The Kathy Fiscus tragedy was the television audience's introduction to the impact of live news coverage. The 1949 TV screen opened up, reached out, took you by the collar, and pulled you into the middle of the ongoing rescue attempt. Emotionally, you became part of what you were seeing. You agonized over that little girl trapped in an abandoned shaft 100 feet below the ground. You didn't know how it would turn out." And he was right. That rescue attempt showed viewers the power of live television news. It's a feeling that I personally think has only intensified with the immediacy of the internet and in the collective gathering of information in social media. You are there, I am there, we are all there all the time. And just like those people standing outside the hardware store in 1949, we can't look away because we feel like we're a part of it. So long-form news has been around almost as long as television has been around. There was a 24/7 news event before there was 24/7 news. The KTLA broadcast is considered a turning point in television history. A marathon live reporting from the scene taught executives and viewers the power of television and what it ultimately could become, and eventually did. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.